Must be playoffs to get a defensive player out here. Fire away, gentlemen.
You're at your last
playoff. And ladies, sorry.
Your last playoff game, NFC title game. What are your memories of that? And obviously, I'm imagining you didn't think it would take this long to get back into another one.
Memories were thought I was going to the Super Bowl, and then that got ripped away from us. They're bad memories, I guess, because we lost. But it's fun. I mean, still, that'll always be a game that I cherish. I think you put things in perspective of how hard it is to get to that situation where you're one game away from a Super Bowl versus, then you have to start the season over, and with preseason and regular season, you're 20 games away, then the playoffs. And so I think – but it helps you realize how important this opportunity is. And I think that's what we've been trying to convey to the guys who haven't been in the playoffs, to the young guys on the team, is that this opportunity doesn't come around long. This is my ninth year in the league, and this is, I think, my fourth playoff appearance. So it's – the odds of getting back aren't certain, and they're not always skewed in the positive direction. So, just guys take advantage of this opportunity. And the cool thing about the playoffs is once you get in, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, you see it happen all the time. Teams make runs and wind up winning Super Bowls.
In what ways did Ponder mature in that last game, or just evolve and improve over these last four games that you just noticed even from this?
Well, I think the biggest thing he's done is he's put himself more towards the front of our team. Even in the beginning of the year, he's having success. He wasn't a vocal leader on the team as far as, the last few games, he's kind of brought the team up right before we break down, which, not a whole lot has to be said, but hearing your quarterback's voice and knowing that he's excited, when he's pumped up, it gives you confidence that, okay, the head of our offense, he's ready to go. And, I've played with, when I played with Trent Green, you knew that the team was his. You knew that the offense was his. And, that's what Christian's done these last, three, 4 weeks, is he's really kind of put himself more in front of the team and saying, listen, let's go. It's time to play, and letting people hear his voice. And that's what you have to do. Even though he's young and there's older guys on the team, that are in leadership positions as well. But, I mean, to be a winning organization, a winning team, your quarterback has to be that dominating force, and it has to be that guy that everybody looks to. And I think that's really what he's starting to do, and really starting to accept that role and being comfortable with it.
Can you give us an example? How does that sound? How does he break that down?
Oh, no, just, when we bring it up, it's loud. You usually can't hear what they're saying. But just the fact that he's calling the team up, it's just that him physically, getting everybody going, like, all right, let's get ready to play, and breaking it down. And like I said, sometimes you're in the back and you're just like, but to see him in the center and him being the dominant voice of that whole team huddle sends a message that, okay, he's ready to go. Let's go out and let's get this done. And he's been playing well. And I think he's taken some hard criticism this year. I'm not going to mention any names because some of you guys are in the media. I think he's handled it the best way he can, and he's owned his mistakes, and that's the best thing I've seen over his last few games. I mean, his ball security has been great, and his decision-making has been good. You watching that Houston game, taking it down and tucking it, two of those runs were huge. I mean, and it really kept drives going and kept momentum going, changed field position. So just plays like that, you kind of see, okay, he's starting to get it and really understanding, where he needs to be, and he has an opportunity to lead this team, and that's what his job is.
How tough was that for
a dominant voice? I'm sorry. Ray Lewis announced that he's going to retire after this season. Your thoughts?
And Ray, I've got to know him over the years, and he's a fierce competitor. I think he's been phenomenal for this sport. Just what he's done in that linebacker position, I mean, just from a defensive standpoint, you love it because, this is an offensive league, and offensive players get all the praise the majority of the time, and they sell tickets. But Ray has been a staple for the NFL as far as, I mean, he's always in the MVP hunt. He's always in the defensive MVP hunt. And, I think he's just – You have to admire his competitive nature and what he's brought to this game. And I mean, he's played for a long time, and his level of play has always been high. So as a fan of the game, you hate to see him leave, and it's cool to he'll be first ballot into the Hall, and he'll get the recognition he deserves. So like I said, as a competitor, you hate to see the league lose a player like that, but he's had a remarkable career, and nothing but respect for him.
How tough is that for a young quarterback, going back to Christian, to kind of know, okay, it's my team, I can step up and say something? How soon do guys kind of figure
that
out?
you know, that's tough. I mean, I've never been in the quarterback position, but being a young starter, you know, on a defense when I was in Kansas City, you kind of, at first you have to let your play speak, and then you can start, you know, vocalizing, and because you do, he's talking to guys that, you know, you got guys like Antoine, 14, I think it's 14 years for him. I'm 9, Kevin's 10, and, you know, you got guys like Adrian on the offense, and so it can be intimidating as a young player. But I think, you know, he's done a good job, especially as late, of realizing, okay, for us to go to the next level as a team, a lot of it's he's got to carry a lot of the load, and you know, we let him know, hey, we got your back. And I think that's, we have a really, really tight locker room, so it's probably easier for him knowing that, hey, you know, we're with you thick and thin, and we're going to go play. And, like, you know, we played some good defense last few games, but, you know, the second half of last game, he had to bail us out. The offense had to really bail us out. So, you know, it can be tough, but like I said, I think that's, for me personally, when I watch, I think that's where he's made leaps and bounds is just in his leadership.
So on the plane back from Green Bay the first time, and you're 6-6, what, if any, part of your thought process is, we can run the table, be back here in the wild card round?
On the way back, I was thinking, I want to go to sleep. I'm really, really tired right now. I try to break things down, keep things in perspective after each game. You know, you're sitting there at 6-6, and you look around the league, and you come in on Monday, and you say, okay, we're really not in any worse position. You know, some teams that, you know, we were fighting with a wild card loss. So you just kind of got to look back, and, you know, I try to, you know, think back on times when I've been in similar situations. In 2008, we were sitting there at 5-5. The whole division was at 5-5. We had 6 games left, and it came down, whoever wins the most out of the 6 games was going to win. And so that's kind of what I related to. And then you start looking around your team, and you realize, you know, we got a better team here than we had in 2008. You know, we're deeper, you know, we have more depth, we're injury-free, and we got, you know, especially on the defensive side, we got some young guys playing at a high level, and our back end is playing, you know, pretty well. And so you kind of start getting that confidence, all right, if we can get this next one at home for Chicago, and then you just kind of keep plugging away. And, you know, I think the confidence comes in the work ethic. And these guys, you know, this whole team has had work ethic all year, and, you know, it finally started to pay off when you start believing it, and you know, the coaches jump. We just kind of simplify things and say, all right, let's just go out and play football and see what happens. And that's what we've been doing, and we've been able to run the table.
Did that belief level sort of go to a different level when you go down to Houston and play a team that's been that good all season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, games like that will help you go forward. I think this Green Bay game is going to be a big help for us, just for the fact that, you know, here we are, we have a huge lead that slips away, and you know, you can sometimes say, like, oh, here goes Aaron, you know, this, we got no chance. And dudes fought back, and we made a couple stops when we needed to. Offense just kept scoring points. And, you know, I've seen it even on, you know, teams past where, you know, you're tied up, a couple minutes left, and you end up going in overtime. You might lose the game in overtime, but offense comes out, drives the field with aggressive play calling. I mean, that third down pass to Mike was amazing. I mean, and we go down there, kick a field goal, and game's over. So, you know, I think that these kind of games is going to help through the playoffs, because you're going to get in these situations, you're going to be able to, you know, pull back up from the memory banks. Oh, we've been here before. We can handle this.
You know what good teams do, too, isn't it? Just one phase picks up the other phase.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, you're never going to be dominant all phases all the time. But, you know, that's why it's a team sport. And, you know, we would love to win, you know, 50-0. You know, that'd be great. You know, everybody, you know, backups are even playing. This is great. But it's not like that. You know, everybody's getting paid in this league. So, yeah, you're going to have those days where sometimes there's chinks in the armor on one side or the other, and you got to step it up.
Back to when Everson Griffin
was a rookie, I guess, what's the biggest difference from him as a young guy to now?
His mental. I mean, his physical attributes are all there. I mean, we see him every day, every week. You know, this league, everybody's got talent. Everybody's strong. Everybody's fast. Everybody knows how to play football. But if you can grow mentally, that's what separates good players from average players and great players from good players. It's how do you process the game? How do you process that block? And then how are you able to react? And that's all from studying film. That's all from understanding situations. That's all from, you know, mentally maturing and realizing, you know, where you fit, where you can take chances. And, you know, and that's, I'd probably say that's the biggest thing, you know, he's been doing, and as long as he continues to do that, he'll have a great career.
What's the addition of Harrison Smith meant to this defense, just in his maturity throughout the season?
Good. I mean, you know, he's been a solid player. I mean, all of our safeties, we're running 3 of them right now. You know, I think, you know, him being a first round pick, everybody has high expectations. For me, Jamarcus Sanford has been really where I've seen a difference in his preparation and his attitude and his focus of where he wants to go. And, you know, last year he was out there, you know, for us, and he had the potential to make big hits. This year he's been an impact player on our defense. I mean, you look in the Detroit game, he comes up and what's the running back breaks free and you're thinking, oh, okay, this might be and he smacks him, causes fumbles. I mean, they were beating people. So I've told him all year, his maturation from last year to this year has been huge. And then you couple that with Harrison back there picking balls off, and you know, our back end is playing really well. And you know, Josh, I mean, that guy's explosive. And you know, I think it helps too with Antoine, and you know, they obviously have a great guy with Antoine to learn from, and he's really got those guys going well.
With 1 year left on your deal, what thought, if any, have you given to your future?
You know what, I was going to play until I feel like I can't play anymore. You know, I take it year by year, and honestly, it's something I go to in prayer, and I just, you know, wherever God wants me to go in my life is where I'll go. If it's here, it's here. If it's not, you know, we'll see. If it means, you know, so I don't know. I honestly, I don't give thought to it. I'm trying to, right now, just get through the playoffs and worry about that when it comes. But yeah, you know, it's something, it always crosses your mind though, because you know, you're starting to get long in the tooth, so-called, these days. 30s are old, right? I feel young. But so yeah, you know, I just really haven't thought about it. It'll work itself out. No problem. Thanks, guys.